Hi, I'm Siobhan, your sales how-to gal. This is the final podcast episode of 2021, so I thought I'd make it an out with the old, in with the new sales post. We're going to toss out sales myths and replace them with current trends in sales and marketing. This episode is entitled, Don't Be an Old Fogey. Now, most of my listeners are not old fogies yourselves, but you may report to one at work. So, in the second part of this episode, I have some tried and true tips for how to manage your fuddy-duddy so that you can keep your job and help your bottom line by gently nudging your old fogey out of the dark ages and into the present. First, how do you know you're dealing with an old fogey? Old fogies are set in their ways. They have very strong opinions that they stick to, even in the face of evidence that their conviction is likely wrong. And they spread myths. The worst myth they spread, because of the financial damage it can cause, is the fallacy that we're not all salespeople. Old fogies started that myth nearly a century ago, and they've been kind enough to pass it on for generation after generation. I suppose the myth may have been accurate at some point in history, before reality TV and smartphones and YouTube and social media and influencers. But it isn't accurate anymore. The new reality is, if you own a business or serve clients directly, you're selling. Every action you take, or even many actions that you don't take, is leaving an impression that shapes or contributes to a prospect's buying decision. And influencing a buying decision is what sales and marketing is all about. If you're not cognizant of this fact because you believe you're not a salesperson, then you're likely leaving money on the table. Old fogey myth number two is the fiction that traditional sales tactics work in today's saturated market. But the truth is, overt messaging is ineffective because people don't want to be sold to. They want to feel in control, and they have many ways to avoid sales and marketing messaging, from fast-forwarding through commercials, to lowering the TV volume when fast-forward is disabled, to email spam filters, use of gatekeepers or private browsers, call blocking features, and even just simple multitasking, where they're not paying attention to really any of their tasks. Some consumers even pay money to opt out of marketing messaging by buying a subscription so that the seller doesn't need to rely on ad revenue. Therefore, if you're relying solely on tried and true traditional marketing without supplementing it with new age marketing techniques, you may be pouring money down the drain. Old fogey myth number three is the dated assumption that relationships are built primarily in person. That no longer is the case. As you know, many business relationships now originate on social media. This is where notices of new roles, awards, and other accomplishments are disseminated, where writings are published, where traditional media is amplified. In short, the web is where you can see and be seen by the right people. So, time spent on LinkedIn and Twitter, and even some of the direct-to-consumer social platforms, Instagram, for example, isn't monkeying around. It's legit business development activity. Because selling is now softer, more virtual, and harder to break through than ever, it's important to bring all of your resources to bear. That's why simply ignoring old fogies and leaving them to their own devices isn't the best choice. To maximize sales, you need to teach these old dogs new tricks. Which brings us to the second half of this podcast episode, how to gently nudge any old fogies in your sphere out of the dark ages and into the present. Because the truth is, we not only want to avoid being an old fogey, we want to manage the old fogies that are around us. But managing up is tricky. If we want to succeed at helping seasoned people overcome their old fogey tendencies, we can't come off as young smarty pantses. So don't tell experienced people that they're too old to learn or that young people are smarter. I think Mark Zuckerberg said something dumb like that. That approach would be just as effective as someone telling you you're too naive to understand or too wet behind the ears to have anything of value to contribute. Neither of those is true about the older person or the younger. So rather than being critical and or insulting, be strategic and influential. You accomplish this by disarming your old fogey. Acknowledge their hesitancy. Compliment their prior accomplishments. Couch your suggestions in the form of questions so that the old fogey feels that they're in control and have the option to accept or reject your theory. Then back up your suggestions or recommendations with results that prove their effectiveness. This focus on outcomes will give you a chance to persuade an old timer to accept quantifiable facts. Say you're being mentored by an old fogey who tells you, I wouldn't spend too much time on social media. It's a useless time suck. How would you craft your response using the guidelines I just mentioned? Here's what I'd do. I'd say something like, you're right. There is a lot of junk on social, but there's some useful stuff there too. I saw some great white papers being promoted on LinkedIn. Experts like yourself often generate a great deal of discussion. Would it be helpful if I showed you how to use social to generate some engagement for your writings? See what I did there? I disarmed them by agreeing that there is a lot of junk on social. To deny that would cause them to discredit everything else that I say after that, because there is a bunch of junk on there. They've seen it with their own eyes. So by acknowledging that, I keep the discussion going. Then I pointed to some relevant facts about promotion of white papers and complimented them by acknowledging their expertise before I asked whether they'd like me to help them promote that expertise. Do you see how that's a much better approach than simply shaking your head and thinking to yourself, you don't know anything, old timer, and kind of walking away and giving up on them? I do. There's an article in the current edition of For Lawyers Only magazine that drives home this principle and process of persuading superiors to follow you. It's entitled Wag the Dog, How to Influence Without Authority. And the magazine is available on my website, www.sales4lawyers.com, beginning January 3rd, 2022. It's the next generation issue of the magazine, so it has many helpful articles for younger professionals. I'm Siobhan, your sales how-to gal. Happy New Year, and I hope you'll be with me again in 2022 for new content to help you hit your revenue targets. Happy selling, or should I say happy influencing?